After a tough loss on home ice in Game 2, the Moose Jaw WIMAR Warriors felt they weren't that far off from finding a way to win against the Regina Pat Canadiens in their Sask Male AAA Hockey League first-round playoff series. It would just take a complete team effort. Even if time was running out and they trailed the best of five series 2-0 heading into the Regina on Wednesday night. As it turns out, they'd find a way to get the job done. The Warriors scored 3 straight goals through the first and second periods and would go to a 4-3 victory in Game 3 at the Co-Operators Arena in Regina. As a result, Moose Jaw remains alive in the series, with Game 4 in Moose Jaw on Thursday night. Even with the final result, it was Regina who got off to a great start, as Casey Brown got the Pat Canadiens on the board only 18 seconds into the game. Jonah Pinel would get that one back for Moose Jaw before the period was out, though, and the game was tied 1-1 after the first. Chase Peterson gave the Warriors their first lead 6-22 into the second, and 1-18 after that goal. Noah Thull would pot a shorthanded marker to make it a 2-goal game. Moose Jaw nearly got out of the period with that lead, but Steven Steranka got one back for Regina with 28 seconds remaining, and the Warriors had a 3-2 edge heading into the third. Jake Briltz restored the 2-goal edge for Moose Jaw early in the second, and his marker at 4:03 would stand as the game winner when Isaac Pohl got the Pat Canadiens within 1 with 5:48 remaining. Pinel capped his night with 3 points, while Bryce Bowen and Dylan Duzan had 2 assists each. Luke McKechnie turned in a stellar showing in goal with 39 saves while Jaden Shaw had 16 stops for the Pat Canadiens. Game 4 of the series is set for 7 p.m. tonight at the Moose Jaw Event Center, with Game 5 back in Regina on Sunday night.